Verse 1, and I'm reading now. For behold, the Lord of hosts, doth take away from Jerusalem and from Judah the stay and the staff. That would be bread and water. The whole stay of bread and the whole stay of water. Now, we find that a man doesn't live by bread alone, but he sure needs it. And we find that this is a judgment of God, and it's a famine. There are 13 famines mentioned in the Word of God, and every one of them is a judgment from God upon the nation Israel. Now in verses 2 and 3, the mighty man and the man of war, the judge and the prophet and the prudent, that is the wise man, and the ancient, that is maturity, and the captain of 50, and the honorable man, and the counselor, and the cunning artificer, and the eloquent orator. All these have also failed, and there's not only a famine of bread, but there's a famine of leadership. Qualified men for high positions were lacking, and this likewise is a judgment from God. Now, I wonder if we could bring this maybe up to date. Have you been impressed today that there are no great men and that there are quite a few that are passing today as great men that would be pygmies in the days of Lincoln or Teddy Roosevelt or Washington and the man who wrote the Declaration of Independence? We have, and I say it very kindly, and I'm not talking about any particular party, we have a great many ambitious young men and older men also who have apparently no qualification as statesmen. 100 years ago, they would have been called cheap politicians, but we hear them called statesmen, and there are other names for them too. And the mighty man, we have the man of war, we have no great general. There is a lacking of leadership. The army wouldn't be in the situation it's in if we had strong leadership. And the crime wave is due to the fact that we have pygmies sitting on the seat of judgment and the prophet and the prudent, the ancient. We don't have statesmen at all. We have a group of clever politicians who know how to compromise. And I'm not talking about party. I'm just saying that this is always the mark, not only of a decadent age, but this is a judgment of God upon a nation when they're not producing great men. You move into the field of the arts. I get rather bored at these talk television programs, and generally the leader of it, he comes on by saying, I want to introduce to you a great artist, a genius. And some little peanut comes on and strums a guitar and doesn't play music at all, just yells at the top of his voice, and he's a genius. Or some man comes on, and he's a great literary light, and he's written a dirty book. My friend, we just lack it today, but we're not willing to admit it because of the fact that we're proud. We become a proud nation, as was said a few years ago. In the days of John Paul Jones, they had wooden ships, but iron men. And today we have iron ships and paper dolls. That's our leadership, friend, is a string of paper dolls. And that's true in every field at all. We used to think that, my, the educators, they have the solution to the problems of the world. When I was in college, that was it. Why, the educators can't even control their own campuses.